These are the sounds of a, well, of a, it's kind of hard to describe. It's a new multimedia installation at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art that's a communal, one-of-a-kind bell-ringing instrument.
This is a timber frame structure filled with bells made out of aluminum, and it's an instrument that really can't be played by one person. It has to be approached by eight. It's called ensemble, because it's really not so much about the instrument, but about the group of people that gather around it.
Chris Kallmeyer is a Los Angeles-based sound and performance artist. Picture something that looks like a giant swing set frame made out of wood with bells hanging underneath it.
This is like no other instrument in many ways, but it is like many other instruments from a previous era. The bygone era of belfries and carillons. In Scandinavia, they created these instruments with like 30 bells in them that could be performed by a single person. In Russia and England, they have group bell ringing traditions. In England, it's called change ringing. It goes back hundreds of years. But today, you know, we don't really have group traditions that we all kind of engage in.
This installation is part of an evolution of Kallmeyer's work. In 2015, he created some ceramic bells for people to play.
People would stand in a circle and play. And from that experience, I started to imagine, what if people could go to a place? And what if there was this a piece of architecture that people could surround?
The artist talks about the inspiration for this mix of music and art.
I was trained as a musician. I played in bands. I played in the orchestras for a number of years in Europe and America. I loved being involved with that music, but one of the questions I was always interested in asking is, like, what is this music really doing for you? We listen to opera, but is opera really listening to you? I've wanted to, as a musician, create scenarios where people can, who are non-musicians, as well as trained musicians, approach and engage the process of making music together and figuring out kind of what they need in their life.
Kallmeyer steps inside the installation and starts to play it.
I figured it might be better for me to walk through it and play it with a chime, because you'll really get a little better sound.
The way you have this rigged here,
yeah,
it's designed for eight.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way you can play the whole thing by yourself?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So how do you do that?
So here I am standing inside of the structure, and I'm holding a mallet in my hand. And the aluminum bells can be struck just like this. It's fun to play on your own, but it's even better to do with friends.
So what does Kallmeyer hope that people experience?
Art's about people and stories. I hope people are able to come to the museum to ring it with friends and strangers and to have some kind of knowing moment that they were a part of something together.
Julie Joyce is the museum's curator of contemporary art.
We've been incorporating contemporary art here at the museum for much longer than most museums. Chris really does have this particular vision and approach that is very surprising and refreshing.
The artist says ensemble is actually a work in progress, and museum visitors help complete it with their own interpretations.
Most exhibitions of art, they show a finished piece. The artist thought really hard about it, and they completed it in the studio, and they brought it to the museum. And the museum hangs it on the wall, and then we gaze at it, and we hope to have some sort of experience with it, right? But in this case, we're presenting an empty piece. The opportunity to show a finished work is replaced with a kind of four-month workshop.
And Kallmeyer says that visitors taking part in docent-led experiences can actually help create music.
When people come through the gallery on a docent-led tour, they'll be offered the chance to play on the instrument in that way. But we're also having these drop-in workshops on Thursday nights where folks can take a workshop with the museum educators here. Area musicians and students will be engaged to perform on the instrument and construct kind of like drop-in concerts.
Ensemble opens to the public on Sunday. The museum is hosting a museum free day from 1 to 4 p.m. and from 1 to 2, Kallmeyer will stage a special performance with guest artists. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.